Parshas Tazria, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. By the Bar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people. Lemor saying the following: Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar, a woman who gives birth, who conceives and gives birth to a man, a male, v'tam'a shavah samim, and she will be impure for 7 days. Kimini das tov osat etma, as the days of her time when she's a nida, she should be impure. Rashi says, Isha ki Tazria, Amar v'simol, k'shem she yitzras shal adam. After kobehim of chayav, just like man's creation came after all different types of animals and birds, the ma'aseh bereishis and creation. Kach torasu misparashas after toras behem chayav. So here also replacing the parasha of a woman giving birth after the laws of the different types of animals, which are kosher and not kosher. Ki sazri, a woman conceives. So the rabbis to include shafil yilad to machoy, even if she gave birth to him dissolved shenimcha, which was dissolved benasakein zera. And it looks like Zera, which is fluid-like, Imotumeleida, the woman is still impure due to her, this form of childbirth. Rashi continues, Kimeni Dasta Vosatitma, Kisidah Shaltuma, an order of all impurity. Amor Benida, that's mentioned by the Tichos Nida, Mitame Bitumas Leida, shall also become Tami through giving birth, Afilo Niftach Hakev, blow down, even if her womb opens without any blood, it's included as well, in the status of her becoming Tame as a Nida. Tivosa, infirmity. Which means Rashi says Lashon Zav Migufa, which means flowing from her body. Lashon Acher, another understanding, Lashon Mavet, which means infirmity, the holy and sickness. She'ein Isha Ro Adam, a woman does not see blood. She'lo Tichle, without feeling a little bit ill. Ferosha Ve'verak Kvedim Alei, and her head and limbs feel heavy upon her. Pasuk Gimel, V'yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, Yimon Basar Lasal, then there will be a Bris Mila on his foreskin. Pasuk Dal, L'Shoshim Yom, L'Shoshim Yom, for 33 days, she shall sit for in with pure blood impurity. But she should not touch anything that's holy. But she cannot go into the mikdash until the completion of her days of purity. Rashi says teshev. The word teshev here means not sitting but staying. She stayed in kadesh. And he stayed in elon emare. In the days of her purity. The blood of her purity, meaning even though she's seen blood during this 33-day period, she's still pure. There's no mapike by tahara, with the hay at the end, because the word tahara isn't referring to her blood or her purity, but rather purity as a noun, tohar, like purity in the word tohar. Make tahara. In the end of the pasuk, it has a mapike. Why? Rashi says, make tahar shalah, which is referring to her days of purity, the whole kodesh, but Rabbah says shuma, to include her inability to touch even truma, because this woman is viewed as a woman who is immersed for an extended day. Shiva, since she first immersed herself at the end of 7 days after giving birth, but her son does not fade away into evening. To purify her, until the setting of the sun, yom arbama, until the 40th day, which is 33 days later, because on the following day, tavi askaparas tarasa. Because on the fourth day, she brings a karban to atone for her purification process. Therefore, her ability to touch truma does not happen until the end of that 40th day as well. Lo siga, sha'asar la'achok v'kulu. It's really a negative command for eating it. Kamosh shana v'yivamos, as it's talking about in Yivamos. And even though the product is talking about touching it, it really applies only to eating. Plus the cave, in the cave also, then she gives birth to a female. The son shall become Tame for 2 weeks, like Anida. For 66 days, she has a status of purity, even though she's bleeding. And when the completion of this purification, pure days of pure pass, for a male or a female, she should bring a lamb, a sheep, that is 1 year old, and a bird, which is a dove or a young dove or a turtle dove for a chatas, a pesach al moed al kohen, at the opening of the old moed to the kohen. Pasuk zayin, the krivo, lifnei Hashem, and the kohen shall offer it before Hashem, shepir alein, mitahara, mikor dama, and he should atone for her, and she should become pure from the source of her blood. Zostarasa, elenas lazachar, olanakiva, this is the rules of a woman who gives birth to a male or female. Rashi says, the krivo, the marcha, to teach you, she in ma'akfo, milachal, kachrim, ela achamiyam. The inability to offer only one of them, I mean, if you don't bring one of them, then she cannot eat things that are hekdesh. Ve'eze, zechadas. And that is referring to the carbon chadas. If she doesn't bring the chadas, she can't have kosher. Shnemer, chipa la ha'koin v'tahira. Because it says the coin will atone for her, and then she'll be purified. Meaning, mishuba v'chaper, lo tara tole. The one in which is to atone is going to be the one that will make her pure. That's referring to the carbon chadas. V'tahara, v'tahira. The tahara mechalal, which implies she'ad kan kari tameh. Before that, she's defined as someone who's tameh with respect to eating kachin, even though she's able to be with her husband. And after the 40th day, she could eat truma. Pasuk ches v'imlosin so yodot yisaf. She can't afford a sheep. Then she brings two birds, turtles or doves, one for an olam, one for chavis. So chiper la koin v'tera, and the koin will atone for her, and she'll become purified. Rashi says. The Torah brings the word olah before chatas, because that's how that's in terms of reading it, but it's not so specific. In terms of offering the karbanos, chatas kodem la'olah, the chatas comes before the olah. Kach shenin of mizvachim perikol tadir. That's what the Gemara says in mizvachim in perikol kol tadir. Perikol gimel pasuk aleph. By the Rishon Moshe of Aaron, the more Moshe Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, saying. Pasuk base. Adam kiya ba'or b'saros se'esos ha'pachas u'beharis. A person will have skin on his, on the skin of his flesh, a se'es, or a sapachas, or a beharis. V'haya ba'or b'saros le'negat tzaras. And it will be a tzaras affliction on the skin of his flesh. V'huva ala kohen, and he should be brought to the kohen, al-aron, according to Aaron the kohen, al-o, or al-achami of a kohen, or to one of Aaron's sons, who are also kohen. Rashi says, se'esos ha'pachas v'gomer. Shemos Nigayim, these are the names of different types of afflictions of Nigayim. Velivnos Zumizu, Velivana Zumizu, and one is whiter than the other one. I mean, the Seis is one form of whiteness. The Sapachas is much more, is a little bit whiter, and Baharis is even whiter. Baharis is Char Barburos, which means spats, which means tack in Old French, which means colored spats. Chain, and also Baharis means Behir, Hubashachakim, it is cloudy in the skies. So it's like a spotted. El Aaron the Gomer, because there's a cause of which intumali negayim v'tarosan alapi kohen. The only impurity and purification of negayim are only applicable to kohanim. That's why it has to be specifically to Aaron or his sons. Puzzle game over all kohanim, and again, the kohen will see this affliction. Bor habasar on the flesh, v'se'er banega hafach laban. And if hair in the affliction has turned white, umare hanega amokami or v'saro. And the affliction's appearance is deeper than the skin of his flesh. So those two conditions. Nega tzarasu. It is a tzaras affliction. Thra'u ha'koin v'timi asan the koin. Look at it and make him impure. Rashi says, v'sera benega ha'fachlavan. Mitchilas shachar. First the hair was dark. V'ha'fachlavan then turned white. V'socha nega within this nega, within the affliction. U'miyat se'er shnaim. And the minimum of what a hair is defined as two. It's like a group of hairs. Amok miser basaro, and the affliction is deeper than the skin. Komar lavan, any white appearance, meaning anything that looks white, amoku is deeper next to something that is dark next to it. Kemar hachama, like the sun, amuka min hatzel, which appears deeper than the shade around it because of the contrast in light. So the tzaras is a lighter shade, which makes him look a little bit deeper in contrast to the skin around it. Vitimia, so, and makes him impure. Yomarlo, the coin says to him, Tameata, you are impure. Shisir lavon, simon tamu, because anytime there's a white hair, it's a sign of impurity. Here's kafsu, here's a kafsu, this is a decree from Kosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah. Pasuk Dalet, v'im baharis lavon ahi. And if it's a white baharis, the or basaro on his skin, v'mok eim areha min or, but its appearance is not deeper than the skin, usir aloha fach lavon, and the hair has not turned white, v'iskira akoin es nega shivasimim. So the kohen should close off the affliction for a 7-day period. Rashi says, "V'amok ein mariah min ha'or." Rashi says, "Lo yidati pirusho." I did not know its meaning. Meaning, Rashi here is unclear for the following reason. Rashi in the previous pasuk has said that that which is light appears deeper than that is dark. And so, how then over here in this pasuk can the appearance of a white baharis not appear deeper or darker than the skin around it? It's also white. That's what Rashi means when he says he doesn't understand the meaning of this pasuk. He should confine him to a house. He should not appear before the kohen until the end of the week. And then the characteristics of the affliction will indicate if he's pure or impure. Pasuk, hey, Faru HaKoin Be'yom HaShvi, and then the Kohen will see on the seventh day, V'nihanega Amar Be'inav, and behold, the nega, the affliction, remained in its appearance, Ufasa nega Be'or, and the affliction did not spread over the skin. Then again, Bisgira HaKoin Shvasimim Shnis, the Kohen does again, closes him up a second time for a seven-day period. Rashi says, Be'inav, B'mar'eu V'shiru HaRishon, meaning the same appearance in the sense that it has the original color shade and the original size. This question is impossible. The implication is if it did spread, the Shuvah HaRishon in the first week, Tamim Mukhlat, he is decidedly impure. He doesn't have to quarantine anymore. Pasuk V'Avara, Kohen Asa, and the Kohen should see him, B'yom HaShvi'i, showing this on the second, seventh day. V'hine, Keha Nega. Then behold, the affliction actually dimmed. The Lofasa Nega. And the affliction did not spread, B'or on the skin. B'tihara, Kohen Mispachasi, the kibas begedav to the hair. So the Kohen shall make him pure. It is called a mispachas. And he has to immerse his garments, and then he becomes pure. Rashi says, Kea, hukam bimariso. He became dimmer than the original appearance. Ha'im ama bimariso. But again, the second week, and it remained the original appearance. Opasa, or it spread. Tame, then it will be automatically tame in that situation. Again, according to Rashi, in order for the affliction to become pure, both conditions have to be met. It must become dimmer, and it cannot have had spread. And the Rabban Azizim aside says that the Gemara, the Mishnah Gaim, sounds like that's not the case. It is pure as if it doesn't spread, even if it doesn't change colors. Mispachas, Shem Negat Tahar. It's the name of a pure affliction, meaning it's not a Negat Saras. Tichibes Begadav Etaher, Hovin Iskak Lahaski, Negat Tahar. Since he had to be quarantined, he already was called impure a little bit. It's Rech Tvila, and it requires Tvila, even though it's not actually saras. Pasuk Zayin. Then pasal tifseh ha-mispachas ba'or acharei hirasol ha-kohen l'taraso. But if the mispachas is going to spread on the skin after he's been shown to the kohen for its purification, the nearest shinis l'kohen, then he comes back to the kohen. Pasuk Ches. The ra kohen v'nam mispasal ha-mispachas ba'or, and the kohen sees, and he sees that the mispachas that was pure actually spread onto the skin. B'timei ha-kohen sarasi. Then the kohen now says, he's impure because it is now saras. Rashi says, "V'timo ha'kohen u'mishatimo." Once he became impure, harehu muchlat, he is decisively impure. V'zakik lachzipor, needs to bring karbanos of birds. V'seglach has some shaving of the karban and offerings. Hamor parches ostia, as we'll see later on in the Torah, in the next parak. Sarasi, it is saras. Hamispachas is also again the sarasi is he is feminine because it's referring to the mispachas. Mispachas, this pure, originally pure affliction, has now become impure because it's spread. Pasuk the tzaras, lashon nekeva, nega, lashon zachar. Again, the word tzaras is nekeva, nega is lashon zachar. Pasuk tes, nega tzaras ki siya ba'adam. If a tzaras affliction will be on a person, v'huva al kohen, and then he'll be brought to a kohen. Pasuk yud, t'ra kohen, the kohen will see v'nei es lavana, and ba'or. And then you will see that there is a white se'ace on the skin, v'havcha se'er lavon, and it also turned hair, the hair has turned hair to white, v'michias ha'basar chai biv se'ace, or there's healthy live flesh within the se'ace. Rashi says, v'michias sentiment glas, which means a healing, sanitary, sh'nepach mixas ha'lovon sh'vesuch ha'se'ace, that meaning part of the whiteness within the se'ace changed the ma'ar into actual normal flesh. So it's a little spotted. So afu, this too, simantum is the sign of impurity. Say lavan, below michia, a white hair without healthy flesh, meaning that option, if it's just white hair without healthy flesh, or michia below basar lavan, or healthy flesh without the white hair, in the se'es, the sign of impurity. So the word umichia in this pasuk is an or condition. Afu shel nemra michia, even though the healthy flesh is not stated as a sign of impurity, el b'se'es, except by the R pasuk of the se'es, it's true for all appearances of tzaras, not just the se'es, but even of baharas as well. It's a sign for tuma as well. Tzaras noshenasi. It is defined as an old tzaras, ba'or b'saro, in the skin of his flesh. The kohen should make him tame. He's not to close him off because he's already impure. Rashi says tzaras noshenasi. It's old wound, tachas amicha, under the healthy skin. The chabur azos, and this bruise, and it appears healthy on top, but under it, is full of fluid, and that's why around that healthy skin is actually this disease of seis. Shultamar, you shouldn't say, since there's healthy flesh around in that area, I'll purify it. No, it's originally, it's an old tzaras, which is now coming out around the healthy skin. Now, if the tzaras will erupt on the skin, or on the skin, and the tzaras will cover the entire skin, from head to feet, from his head to his foot, going whatever the eyes of the Kohen see. Rashi says, the head of the person, until his feet. And Rashi is, I guess, emphasizing, it doesn't refer to the affliction, but it's referring to the person who has been afflicted. Again, this is a coin who is, whose power of vision is impaired. We're talking about a coin is able to see. That's who's watching this and observing this mega. And the coin will say, and behold, the stress has covered his entire flesh, and he will declare the affliction as entirely pure. Hafach lavan tarhu, having turned completely white, it is pure. But on the day that his healthy flesh appears, he will become impure. Rashi says, if healthy flesh has grown on it, the Torah has already explicitly said, healthy flesh around impure, around the stress is called tame. So why is it repeating it here? It's saying that if the nega was on one of the 24 tips of the limbs, it is not cause impurity due to the appearance of healthy skin of michia, because the affliction cannot be seen kulo in its entirety with one single look. Because those 24 areas have slants in the body on each side. So you can't be mitame that person. But then the tip of the limb underwent the change in the scal shikua. Then the inclination actually was exposed and shim because it became fat and it broadened the entire area so you could see the entire area in one look. For example, the area became fat, the nasa rachav became broader, and you could see the healthy flesh in its entirety. So in that situation, it should become impure because you cannot take a good look, even though originally you couldn't have one single look looking at that area. And on that day, what's the importance of the saying on that day? Some days you don't look. You can't remember. From here we see, Chazal say chasam. Notice in the culture of Mishta, chasam, who just got married, they give, and he sees a mecha, a tzomaket tzaras, potentially, we give him 7 days to celebrate, love for him, and then afterwards then we go to him to check him out. L'chalisam his robe, l'chususam his garments, l'beisam his house, chen berega, also on the festival, and l'chol mi'erega, we give him only the festival before we're metame him so it doesn't upset his simcha. Pasuk tes vavra, coin and the coin will see, as abasar achai, vitima'o. The coin will see the healthy flesh and he'll make it tame, because it's now around the tzaras. Habasar achai, tame, tzarasu. The healthy flesh is impure, because it is tzaras. Rashi says, habasar hu, that flesh is going to be tame. Basar lashon zachar, which is again, hu lashon zachar. Not the tzaras is the cave, but we're talking about the basar is tame because it had an exposed area. Pasuk. Pasuk tes zayin. Olchi yashuv habasar achai ben apach levan uva al koin. But if the healthy flesh changes again and turns white, he goes to the Kohen. Pasuk yizayin. Throw a coin between nekach and negel levan. Then the Kohen says and sees on these and he recognizes that the nega turned entirely to levan. So again, the tiyar Kohen is the nega tarhu. Then the Kohen will make it declare him tar because he has his own white. Pasuk yitzayin. Uvasar kiyeh bo b'oro shechim v'nirpa. If a flesh had an inflammation on its skin, and it was healed, rashes shechin, which means lashon chimum, mean heating, shischamim habasar, the flesh became very hot, but likay habalo through infection, machos makay because of a blow, shlomach masor penatri to fire, vinirpe hashechin, and the inflammation was healed. Hala arukai grew better when koman in his place. Hala nega acher, another affliction had developed on it, meaning. So again, Rashi is explaining that it of the word when it says it will be healed means referring to the inflammation of the flesh. The flesh cannot be said to have been healed; it was never afflicted. Rather, the inflammation was healed, and in its place grew another affliction. Pasuk Yud Tes. But in the place of the inflammation, there was a white seis, or a reddish-white beheres, the nearer el kohen, and should be shown to the kohen. Rashi says, oh, beheres levana am demdemes. She'in ha-nega lovan cholot, because the affliction is not solidly white, el pasuch, it's streaked, umorav, and mixed, shtei marach, two appearances, which is lovon, loven de odem, white and red. Pasuk chaf. The Kohen will see Mareha Shachol Min Ha'or, and behold, its appearance is lower than the skin. Usa'ara Ha'pachlovan, and its hair has turned white. Yitimah Kohen Negat Sarasi B'Shchin Paracha, and the Kohen shall make an impure. It is a Saras affliction that erupted out of an inflammation. Rash is Mareha Shachol. In Ramash Shachol is not actually lower. Amitoch Lavinusul, because it's whiter. Mareha Shachol appears lower, Va'amak and deep. Kamara Chama, like the sun, which is Amukam in Atzel, which is deeper than the shade of the sun, of the sky around it. But the Kohen will say, behold, there's no hair, white hair, and it is not lower than the skin. And it is dim. The Kohen will have quarantine him for 7 days. And if it spreads in the skin, and the Kohen will betame it, oso negahi, that area, because it is a nega. Rash says, negahi, hasa'i, says that this se'is, or baharas, which is more feminine, that is a nega. Pazuk chaf gimel. From tachta ta'amur baharas, but if in its place, but if the baharas remains in its place, without low plus the sun, it does not spread. So, tzarev sashkinhi, it is actually called a scarring of the inflammation. V'tiyara kohen, and the kohen will make it pure. Rash says, tachta bim koma. You're not in its place instead, but rather bim koma, it stays in its place. It doesn't mean underneath either. It means in its place. Sarev is Hashkin. Like the Targum says, Roshem Shechna, a mark of inflammation, a scar. Eno ala Roshem Achimim, something about the mark of healing of the inflammation, Hanikra Basa, which is discernible in the flesh. Kol Sarevis, any word, anytime you use the word Sarevis, it means Roshem Rik Yasor. It's a wrinkling of the skin. Anirga, the Machmas Achim, because of the heat. Kamo, Vinitzeruba, Kol Panim, all of this will be shriveled, which means Retreer, Belaz, which means Retreer, which means I have to shrivel. To shrink. Tzarevis, ritzisiment, belaz, which means something like shriveling or shrinkage, a scar as well.